Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm J.E. Holiday, and welcome to A Good Story is a Good Story, a special edition with your host, book and script consultant Marcia Casper Cook, and me, J.D. Holiday, here on Blog Talk Radio's World of Ink Network. Be prepared to call in and chat with our special guests today, authors from Dancing with Bear Publishing and their new anthologies. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 9th, 2011. All shows for A Good Story is a Good Story can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, the phone number is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259. Well, good afternoon, Marcia.
Hi, how are you? It's Marcia, and I did not know I was going to be doing the phone, so I hope I don't disconnect anybody, as usual. Every show, I think somebody has a TV on or something because we're getting interference. I don't know.
But
anyway, it's Marcia, and okay, and JD's with me. Hi, JD. JD's going to do the chat room because. Because God knows I don't think the chat room would be good with me in it right now with everything else I'm doing right now. Okay, so we have a great show today, and there's a couple of little announcements I wanted to make first, because once we do the show, we're just all going to be talking. I just wanted to say that, that the Arkansas Children's Hospital is, I don't know if some of you have seen it on the internet, I am also donating children's books, and I know I meant to send Ree the address, but I didn't. Anyway, the Arkansas Children's Hospital Foundation, we're kind of, a lot of people online are sending children's books to them because the children, when they're in the hospital a long time, so we're all donating some books so they can read, and I hope this is going to work out for other hospitals, because Willow Cross, she started this, and I think this is a good thing, because I think I feel good about doing this, and certainly knowing children in the hospital are sick, they need to have some entertainment, and books are certainly, everybody on here would agree, reading is a good form of entertainment. So the address, I'm just going to give the address, but if you need it ever, you can always, you know, come to me, and I'm at Michigan Avenue Media, www.michiganavenuemedia.com, and it is Arkansas Children's Hospital Foundation, One Children's Way, slot 661, Little Rock, Arkansas, and did not print out the zip, so that's, we can find that for you later. Okay, but I think it's a good thing to do, and hopefully if you look at, you know, my blogs or whatever, we're all going to start talking about it, because I think it is a good thing online, and it's going directly to the hospital, so nobody has to worry. Okay, we have a lot of guests on the show. Some I have met, some I've talked to, some I haven't. I'll tell you. Ree McGahey, she started a great thing, and she has R. Jeffries as her editor-in-chief, and she has her executive, Bobby Schaefer, and we have a lot of authors on today. And I thought maybe that Jeff would like to talk for a few minutes just to say hi to everybody, and then maybe Bobby would want to say hi. And all the authors that are on, we have Nancy, Debbie, Julie, Jan, Harriet, Rosemary. So far, they're all on. Okay, and I don't think, I don't know if Bobby's on yet. I don't think so. That's the thing.
Marcia,
okay.
This is Jan. I think I'll drop out, and then you can bring Bobby in. How's that?
Okay. All right, that'll be
good. All right? Okay.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Okay, Jeff, hi. Who are you?
Hi, Marcia. I'm fine. Thank you so much again for featuring our authors on your show. It's so wonderful that you do this month. So excited about having not one but two anthologies released and a third one coming next week as well, my little baby. But thanks so much and welcome to all our authors. You all just did a phenomenal job on your stories. I love all of them. So proud and excited, and thank Ree McGahey, our publisher, for giving me the honor and privilege to be the editor-in-chief. Little Gmail group where all of our authors come on and talk and support each other, and everybody's been so supportive and helpful to each other, and I can't thank you enough. Hello, authors. Thank you. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're very welcome. Once again, I'm the editor-in-chief of Dancing with Bear Publishing. Been in this game for too many years that I want to count. But this is exciting times. I think print is changing. The big brick and mortars in New York are going, wow, we need to play catch up. So we're a little confident. Who the authors come first?
Hello.
Hi, Michael. And this is our mission, and we're so pleased and proud to have such wonderful writers on board, and we look for wonderful things in the future, and hope everyone will go out and go get our great books from our wonderful writers, and look forward to doing this once a month, Marcia.
This is going to be fun. I don't think Bobby's on yet because I don't.
Yes,
think
I'm
on.
On
right.
Oh, you're hi, on. Bobby.
Okay, good.
Hi, y'all. How you doing?
Okay.
This is Bobby Schaefer, our SR senior. I don't know. She's got a bunch of titles. Our acquisition editor, but she's also my adopted aunt. And she really runs it with Rhee and her. They really keep the ship afloat. And I just kind of jump on board once in a while and just look in awe at just how many hours they put in every day to keep this thing going. So, Bobby, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Actually, I do more paddling than I keep it afloat, but I try.
Yeah, I'm gonna hand that chips wheel over to Bobby Schaefer now.
Hello, y'all.
Hi, Bobby.
We're so excited. How you doing, Marcia?
I am so happy that we're having the show today. It's great, and I hope Rhee is listening. And Rhee is doing a great job of getting good authors together, and I'm so proud of her. She started this, and this is really great. And they turned into two anthologies, actually, now. So that's a good thing. So, Bobby, do you want to say a little bit about what you do and how you got here into this place?
Oh, my goodness. Well, after I retired, I really started concentrating on all the little writing that I've wanted to do for, I can't tell you how many years, but I didn't even remember. But when I did start writing, I started publishing short stories, and I ended up probably with between 350 and 400 short stories. And but my love was always novels. I like to take adventures, and I like to talk. I like to talk, and I like to write, and I want a long adventure. So that's how I got into books. And then when I got into DWB, it was such a thrill, and they were just so good. And first thing I know, I said, "Is there anything I can do?" And wow, here I am.
There you are.
We've got wonderful anthologies out. One of them is Clutching Around the Christmas Tree. The other one is Clutchy Hound. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just give you the list of some of the authors that we have. There's Debbie Rapolo,
if the
name wrong, I do apologize.
You got it.
Harriet Michaels, Robert Robinson, Alan Jankowski, Olin Warfield, Rodolphe Fredo, Romero, Ann Ingalls, Catherine McKenzie, and to Evelyn Lux, I do apologize between my bad eyesight and sloppy handwriting. I have printed her name wrong in several places, and I assure you, Evie, I will correct that. And then there's Beth Mitham, Catherine McKenzie, myself, Judy Nichols, Rosemary McKinley, Nancy Kay, Everett, Victoria Roeder, and they have just done a remarkable job.
I think we've got a lot of people. We've got a lot of people. I got the list today, too, and Rhee was working probably very late last night because I got the picture, and then that's when she told me about the second anthology, The Lotky Hound. So we have, we probably, you know, some of the authors that are on today that want to come on again, if they have books, you know, just notify me and you can come on again because this is going to be, you know, because there's so many of us on, it's not going to be the usual chatting that we have. We're just probably going to talk about this right now, but you can email me if you would like to be on my show and I'll be happy to have you, you know, after the first of the year because we have a lot of shows going on. The next show that I'm doing, I should say, is a romance show, which is on the 13th, which Rhee introduced me to a lot of the people that are coming on, and so they'll be on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central, and it's going to be just where they're going to talk about their book, something like today, a shorter, because we're having a lot of guests on also, and that's going to be on Tuesday. So, and right now, I think we should go. Harriet, I think, Harriet, you told me that you have to leave, right?
I do. I have to leave, yes.
Okay. All right. So I want you to, you know, so maybe you'll talk right now and, you know, so because I know you have to leave. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you got involved in this project?
Well, I am a nonfiction writer, primarily Christian writer, and I have this story that's in this book is a true story of a sort of a pageant calamity that I experienced as a child. My parents were missionaries. I grew up in Africa, and the setting of the story is Africa. It's an outdoor pageant that I witnessed, and that's all I'll tell you about it. You'll have to read it.
Okay.
there's my teaser.
A woman of few words. This is good. Okay. You edited yourself out. That's because you're nonfiction. You edited yourself
right.
out.
Right.
All right. Do you have a website that they could find you on? Or?
I have a blog site, and it is
okay,
it's a little
bit
long. Okay,
you want to say that so they can find you. Right, they can
yes.
find you.
Very quickly, the phrase comes from a Bible verse, and the phrase is, "What he has done for my soul." So I put it all together, and the only capital letter is the H in he, since he stands for God in that. And it's www.whathehasdoneformysoul.blogspot.com.
Okay.
It's a little bit long.
Okay. So did you want to say anything else, or did you want to, you know, about
That's
it before
all. I'll
you...
let the, I will let the
oh,
other
all right.
speak,
well, okay.
because I,
yes,
I have
yes,
a grandchild,
yes,
and I have
right.
to go do
so,
carpool, yes.
Okay, thank,
thank
you so much, and good luck. This
I
is
enjoyed
be a
this.
Great
thank
project.
You for having me on.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, and so let's see here. Let Nancy? Oh, you
yes.
know what? Bobby, you're in the anthology. You didn't talk about yours.
Oh, well, yeah, that's... This is a story. It's kind of like hers. It's a really a true story. It's a Christmas that I will remember all of my life. It was a simple Christmas. It was the Christmas right close to after the end of the war, when nobody really knew how the financial stability of the United States was at the time. And we decided. Well, I say we. At my age, I didn't do much deciding, but the family decided to have. Really an old-fashioned homemade Christmas. And when I first was encouraged to start making my homemade gifts, my first thought was, well, what the heck am I going to get, you know? And I ended up, yeah, you know, as a child, I mean, I thought,
yes,
okay, well,
right.
Santa's going to be pretty
exactly.
good to me, but shucks, you know, I don't want a homemade
yeah.
gift. But
yeah.
It ended up to be Christmas that, at my age, I can say I have talked about for probably 60 years. My children talk about it because, of course, I told them. And believe it or not, they even tried it one year and thought it was a pretty good idea. So, you know, you can
you
make
know,
homemade
you know, but, you
gifts.
Know, it's interesting that you said that because, you know, when we've talked about this a lot, some with children's authors, sometimes when you're a child, you know, you don't, like, parents don't realize that some of these smaller moments that they think are not as important are so important to the child. And the child doesn't remember all these big moments, but sometimes a very small moment goes with them their whole life, you know.
Oh, it absolutely does. What they did was my entire family got together and built me a dollhouse that you could not buy today on the
wow.
market. Were probably under $1,000. My grandmother
wow.
and mother sewed little curtains, little rugs, little covers, tiny little doilies. And my daddy and
wow.
and grandfather made little lamps and made little windows. They were little curtains on them. And, of course, not until many years later did I realize the hours that went into this.
You know what? You know Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart would like that story. Because Martha Stewart is
she
all
can't
about
have it.
Okay.
I gave it to DWB.
That's right. Okay. So, all right. This is going to be a great anthology. I mean, as we're talking now, there's so many really nice stories, and you know, sometimes we forget about all the nice parts of the holiday season. And so, I think this is why this book is going to be both books anthologies are going to be good because this will bring back memories to a lot of people. So I think that it's always good to keep memories out there. You know,
it absolutely is. And the thing about it, when these stories were coming into me and I was going through them, I mean, some of them, honest to goodness, brought tears to my eyes, and they were just the sweetest, most lovable stories. And they're stories that I'll remember from my fellow authors, too. And they were just sweet, warm-hearted. They were just they're all some of those make-you-feel-good stories, and that's what is important.
And I think this is, I really do, I think it's very important to, you know, do something like this. So this is a great project we and Jeff have done, and, you know, this is, it works out. It's great. All right, and now I wanted to ask you a question. Now, do you want to stay on, Bobby, or do you want to, it's up to you.
Yes, I can stay on a while.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right, so, all right, let's see. Okay. All right, so, and, okay, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, yourself for a few minutes, or just what, how you got into this and your story?
Okay. Well, my story isn't quite, it's more of a fictional story, and it's a little bit of a whimsy, but it also touches on the older generations of things, going back to the Dickens story and then bringing it forward to the contemporary, and I kind of intermix the two. I actually wrote the story when I entered a contest, which was called Scare the Dickens Out of Us. It was a ghost story contest that it was offered by the Dr. Eugene Clark Library in Texas. And I entered, and I was a finalist, didn't win the contest, but I tucked the story away until one of the writer's lines that I'm on. I'm on a loop, several loops. I belong to RWA, and I belong to several chapters and several loops, RWA being Romance Writers of America. I do write fictional romance. And I saw the offering from Dancing with Bear that they were looking for something for an anthology, so I submitted it.
And there you are. And there you are.
And
so
here I
am. It's turning out to be a really good project, you know, and it's, you know, it's more or less like a project of love, and that kind of brings it to the season of absolutely, you know, how people feel. And, you know, that's why they have all the movies on, you know, for Christmas time, for Hanukkah. It's all, it's a very good time of year. It's a shame that the whole year couldn't be like this. Everybody could be in good spirits. It would be nice. It would be a different world if we had that.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Nancy, you also do contests, right, a lot?
Not so much anymore. Like I said, I am published
right.
Through. Yes, I did contests. You learn a lot from doing contests. You get good feedback. You get bad feedback, but you learn how to sort through that after a while.
Yeah.
And,
I think I'm going to do a show on a contest because I think I've never had a show like that, so you know, I might do
uh-huh.
a show like that, and I think because a lot of people ask about contests, and so this would be a good,
right.
You know,
learn.
So I'll talk to you about it later, but you know, this is a
okay.
good contest.
Yes.
Okay, Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Do you want to talk a little about yours? Do you have to, hi, who are you? I just want to make sure we get everybody, you know, on. Debbie, do you want to talk about how you got involved in this?
Well, Christmas has always been my favorite holiday, and whenever I saw the open submission for the Christmas anthology, I really wanted to be a part of it, and my story is somewhat like an Irma Bombeck story. It really happened to me one year. I have all the grace of Bambi on ice, and my family doesn't have a lot of faith in my decorating skills and my coordination. So my story really deals with my decorating the Christmas tree one year and what happened during the course of it.
It was really fun.
Do you want to say the name of your story? Do you want to say the name of your story?
Sure. And the name of my story was Klutzing Around the Christmas Tree, because like I said, I am like Bambi on
ice. Oh, you are? Oh, so, all right. So this is how we got the title of this book? Yes.
Exactly.
And I was so flattered that Jeff and Marie wanted to use it, too.
Yep.
Well, I hope
you
like it. I really wanted it to just... It was, you know, we're so busy with so many things going on, Deb. I just wanted to make sure that you were happy with that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I am so, so flattered. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And it's a wonderful story.
Jeff,
everybody's story. Just, oh.
I just want to talk through. I think, Nancy, I don't think we got the name of your story.
Oh, it's called Dickens Deja Vu.
Okay. All right. Just so we know. I remember. Okay. Jeff, do you want to talk to any, you know, do you want to say anything before we go on? Or?
I just want to say thank you again to Bobby because it doesn't matter what time I need to reach out. She's there. I don't think this woman has slept in, I don't know, 3 months. God bless her. And I'm not going to give her a rate, but I'll tell you.
That's pretty close.
There's a lot of history behind her, I'll say that. And just, you know, all of her work on the Yahoo group, all of the voluminous correspondence. I don't think our writers understand just how much email comes in. I go to Gmail and I post and I read and I'm out of there. And Bobby spends hours just there alone. So, Bobby, thanks so much for that. I don't know what I would do without you there.
Well, it's always kind of funny. I get these little emails that says, "Are you there?" And I'm thinking, where else would I be? So, yes, this is where I am, and I'm stuck right here. And
that was one of my emails to you. Are you there? Because I'm usually out there.
Yeah, me too, but it's always real funny because I'm usually online until probably 11, 11:30. And when I shut down, it's not because I'm through. It's just because I can't see anymore. But,
I know, because somebody said to me, they asked me, they go, "Why do you put it in caps?" I go, "Because I take my contacts out, my eyes are exhausted."
Exactly. But if I don't get a hold of one of y'all and email me late, please hang on because I'll be there in the morning.
Yep, and when I'm down.
Are you mad at me? They go, "Are you
and
mad
for
at
me,
me
Marcia, when I'm
down
to my fingertips to my knuckles and I'm prying my eyeballs off.
I know. Well, it's a late crowd here.
Oh, yeah.
I think, Bobby, though, didn't you want to say something about maybe, like, for the what you might be doing about for the emails, you know, so they're a little less for everybody to go through?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange situation for some reason, and I guess it's because we're just so wonderful. But everybody thinks they can just, you know, this is not a chit-chat line. When you email me, it needs to be about Dancing with Bear Publishing. It needs to be about your story. I don't care if it's some little off-the-wall question. I'm here to help you. But I want to talk about job. I want to talk about your story. I want to talk about what's coming up, information you may need, any times you may need. But please, you know, don't bother Marie. She is up to her eyeballs in editing, trying to get your story out, trying to get it published, trying to get the cover finished. And I'm the one that's going to answer the calls. And please make them to where I can understand so that we don't just waste time going back and forth and back and forth trying to find out exactly what you want. I'm there to answer your questions. I'll find out if I don't know the answer, which probably I won't. But, you know, keep it business because this is a business. And I know you wouldn't do this to Simon & Schuster or any of those big ones. And please treat us the same.
And I wanted to say, Bobby, exactly, Bobby, I wanted to also reiterate, I wanted to thank our authors for being, you know, I call it our family, and it really is, our extended family, for sharing each other's websites on their social networking, getting the word out about their books. That's wonderful. But Bobby's right, that Yahoo group is really not to dialogue. It's really just to information, sharing information through each other, sharing our sites, sharing what's going out, our appearances. Keep it at that, because I know everybody's excited and it's understandable, but it really, there's just not enough hours in the day for us. And this is the busiest time for us, you know, the holidays. We've got all these books coming out. Reiterate, Ree and Bobby are going nonstop, and I am too. You know, it's a lot of work, and we really appreciate your feedback, but keep it, you know, don't dialogue it. Just keep it down to business, please, for now. We'll breathe a great sigh of relief after January, and then we can say hi.
Absolutely.
No, I think, you know, what happens is that people get caught up in this, and I do, and I said it yesterday on my show, like, I will look at my email, and I have, like, 200 emails. So I've told people now if they really want to talk to me, they know they can call me always, or they can use my regular email address, because I think I am in a few groups, and I think a lot of us are in more than one group, and I think what's happening is that sometimes you get involved in a chat, I don't even know what the chat is because I just go in at the top, and if I don't go to the bottom, then all of a sudden I don't know what's going on, and I think it happens to everybody. So, I mean, if people would like to talk to me or have something to say about me or talk about me or want to discuss something with me, they feel free to email me or call me because I am not going to be going on a lot of these chat lines. I can't, and I really suggest to most of the authors now to keep writing. Now, I think somebody might have their TV on or a radio because we're hearing
background noise. And if you're on the phone, turn your PC speakers off because that will cause feedback as well. Yeah, you're so right, Marcia. I mean, I use a Hotmail account for just Facebook messages, and I checked it the other day. There was 48,000 emails, just notifications from there. there.
Yep.
So, yeah, it just...
Yeah, right.
In that it's place as well, is I call that the time
yeah.
vampire. I love all my
yeah.
thousands of friends on there, but, yeah, it's just... You're right. The operative word is to just write your stories.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I think. I think what's happening is it becomes like writer's block. So I think let's get on some more authors so they can talk. Okay. Rosemary, you want to start with, well, I've had you on the show before, so hi. And
yes, hi.
Do you want to talk about your book? I mean, your story.
My book?
Well, now it's your story, but you know what? Mention your book for a second, too, because I know you have a book. So mention that it just came out, right?
Yes, the Wampum Exchange just came out.
Okay.
It was just released, I believe, the 27th of November, and it centers on, it's a YA historical fiction book centered in early America, 1650, and it's a story about two boys, one an English settler and one a Native American boy, and who have a chance meeting. And their lives have changed from then on.
Well, see, I and so you're continually writing, I know this. And so now, but you're also, you know, you're marketing and doing all of that, but you also had time to do the anthology. And what is the name of the story that you're in?
Okay, the story is called A Handmade Christmas. And as I was listening to Bobby, I was chuckling because my story is based on a true story that happened to me. It is about a dollhouse. And
oh,
it's
how
a
cool.
handmade dollhouse. But before I tell you that, I sent this story to several I submitted it for several anthologies, and it was a finalist, and I do send to a lot of contests, but it never made it in. And then when I heard that it was going to be published in the just clutching around the Christmas tree, I was delighted because it's a heartwarming story, however you want to look at it. But when I was about 12 years old, I wanted a dollhouse for myself, and I saw in Family Circle magazine instructions on how to make a dollhouse. So I asked my parents, and they helped me. I secretly made the dollhouse for my sister for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, and I am terrible at crafts, and even at a young age, but my parents helped me, and it was well worth all the work and the secrecy, but that's the story.
Rosemary, this is Bobby. I wanted to tell you that in the anthology, however, maybe because we both had the same title, your book, I mean, your story is a labor of love.
Oh, I thought it was, that was the title I gave it, and I thought in the contract it said A Handmade Christmas.
Well, it could have, but if so, it was a mistake because... Yeah,
but a labor of love is that's a great title. A labor of love is beautiful.
Yeah, a labor of love is your story, and then the hand,
yeah,
the homemade Christmas is mine.
That was my title. Yes.
Oh, that's
all right.
Good.
Right.
So, all right.
We
so,
did good
so,
then.
That's
okay.
Right. That was that's a good thing. It's a good title. It's a very good title. You know, that could be your next book. You could start a book like that. You know.
Yes.
Because that's a good title. Okay, let's see. Now, who do we not? Well, let's see. We did not have. Okay, we have Julie's here too, right, Julie?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Let me interrupt just one
second.
Hi,
Julie.
I
don't know you, but I know I've heard your name and I see you, and you know, I'm hopeful that we'll all get to meet each other on different shows also. So, do you want to talk a little bit about how you got involved in this, Julie, and how your story?
Well, my story, and I am so privileged to be associated with all these wonderful authors. I am relatively new to writing. Although this is actually my second or perhaps third career, I retired 3 years ago to spend more time writing.
And that's good. See, that's what you need,
you
right, writing. That's what we have, we're advocates of writing.
You know how your mind is kind of noodling around when you're brushing your teeth and doing little routine things? Well, January, that's what happened to me. I had just seen a Facebook post by a friend of mine who was grieving for his brother who'd been killed in 9/11, and I was just getting ready for bed, and my brain was cooking around, and I was just thinking, and all of a sudden, I looked down at my hands, and, you know, it's bringing tears to my eyes as I tell you about it. Something clicked, And what clicked was a Christmas in 1963 when I was 16 years old and my big sister was going through a really difficult time. And we were exchanging stockings that year. I'd drawn her name, but I didn't know that she'd drawn mine. Oh. And it turned out that I put a lot of work into her stocking, and she put none into mine.
Uh-oh.
I was crushed. You know, when you're 16
so
years old,
family.
The world comes to an end in a hurry sometimes when you're 16 years old. And
yeah.
So it took me, what, is it 40, 50 years? To see that sometimes time and wisdom can turn something that was a catastrophe back then into something precious. Just precious and a true blessing.
That's great. My story's called Lifetime.
Yeah,
it's funny
Work.
That you said that, you know, because when you said you're brushing your, you know, honestly, I think a lot, I mean, I'm sometimes, you know, like taking off my eye makeup and then all of a sudden I go, oh my God, I thought of something. I have to go write it down, you know. And it's like, you know, people go like, where do you get your stories? Where do you get the ideas? I'm thinking like when you say you're brushing your teeth, this is how it is. It happens.
Yep.
That's just
they
how
just
it is.
Come on. They just come out of nowhere sometimes.
I know, but I guess other writers, people that are not writers probably say, well, what's wrong with that person, you know? But I mean, writers, we all understand each other that that's how it comes out. That's really, so I, you know, I'd like to have you on this, because that's an interesting story, you know, and I think like a lot of what I'm hearing right now, I just have to tell you, I mean, you know, I've written a lot and I'm an agent and whatever. I mean, some of these stories, I think they might make very good books if you started elaborating on them because they're so sweet, you know. They sound so nice, and I think that that would be something to think about because they're very, not only are they interesting, they're very heartwarming, and I think there's always a market for that.
Well, thank
I think
you.
That that might be, you know, because they really sound so good. I can hardly wait to read this because this is very sweet, nice Christmas stories. And, okay, now, let's see, who did we not get that as
and
okay,
Marsha, let me just
have,
interject. Not only, they're holiday stories, but not only Christmas, but also Hanukkah. They're, you know, it's
right,
a
right, but that's what I want to get, like, because the Latke Hound? Okay,
exactly.
Now, okay, that's the second part of the anthology. And
yeah, that's a second anthology book, and the title is The Latke Hound. And that's,
I mean,
that's
should we say
title.
That a latke, what it is a latke, is a potato pant? Well, it's like...
That's exactly what it is, Marsha. We know
yep.
that exactly. And that's
yes.
by, that story's by Evelyn Lux.
Okay, is Evelyn, she's not here though, is she?
Okay.
Is Evelyn
no, I don't
here today
believe
or?
Evelyn. She's
okay.
right. a practicing therapy if she's working today.
Okay, so we'll have to, you know, get her on again. Maybe that would be a good thing.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
And that's how the title, The Latke Hound, because it's by her book. Okay, so
that's
Evelyn,
right.
if you're listening, on
story.
And hi, Evelyn, and thank you for putting your story in the anthology, and I'd like to have you on one of the shows to talk about some of the things that you might like to talk about. Okay, so is there anybody right now on the line that is not has not talked about their story?
Yes, Alan.
Yes, who is this? Oh, Alan? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hi. I'm Alan Jankowski. I have a story in there called His Christmas Wish. It's a fictional piece. I wrote it late last year in December. It's actually the intro to a longer story called Her Christmas Wish that was written for a contest, story contest. And I saw the submission call for Dancing with Bear. I saw the submission call in C.L. Clark's Funds for Writers site. And I thought that the story fit the submission call rather well. I sent it in, and I was delighted, you know, that it was accepted, and that I'm really proud to be a part of this because it's a great group, and from what I can see, it's a very talented group, and it sounds like a great anthology, and you know, a really wonderful work here. So, but other than that. I don't know what else.
I know you have been writing poems and things like that also, right?
Yeah, this is my first prose piece to get into print. I've had poetry in print before. One of my poems, Happiness and Purpose, just came out in a poetry collection. My poem that I wrote for 9/11, has been out in print many times, in church bulletins and Lions Club bulletins and various 9/11 memorial events this past 10th anniversary. And that actually was used extensively in 9/11 ceremonies. But this is actually the first prose piece that I'm at that I have in print. I started writing in April 2009 was the first story I wrote. So I kind of took this writing thing up relatively late in life. I guess at 48 years old, the whole thing is still relatively new to me.
It's never too late.
No, it's not, and I'm really enjoying it. It's not something that I've always wanted to do or whatever. It's just something I discovered that I really enjoy. I started writing and posting stories on the internet, and I've been getting a great reception. I've won money in a couple contests over the last years. I've been getting stuff in print. I got like 15 stories in 7 online magazines and journals in the last year. So it's very exciting, actually. So it's been very good for me. So.
All right, well, we're happy to have everybody that's on. Now, I think, Jeff, are you in the chat room at all? Or?
Yeah, I'm typing away, Marcia. You know me, Mr. Multitask. Of course, I'm typing away.
Now, is there anybody that's on that wants to call in because I can't see?
Well, it's hard for me
to
know because it's all coming up on chat as guest. I'm not sure.
Well,
let me ask.
Could you ask the question to if somebody else wanted to come on the air because
Marcia,
because I wanted to see that.
Sally Clark.
Pardon?
Hello.
Oh, Jan, are you back
this
on?
This is Sally Clark. Yes,
Sally
Clark.
Okay, hi, Sally. Okay,
hi. I'm sorry to... I'm wedging my way in.
No, I just can't because I can't see it on the switchboard because there's so many callers in. It's not showing me some of them. So, okay, and I'm just answering the calls. Hi, Sally. We've talked before, and you have your...
Yes.
We wanted you to do a separate story. So do you want to talk about the name of your story? Because you are... she wanted you to be on this show, too.
The name of my book is Upon a Midnight Clear. It's one Christmas short story called The Second Christmas and 4 Christmas poems. And Marie felt that they could stand alone on their own in their own book. So that's what we did, is put them out just this past week in their own collection.
And you do a lot of collection. I mean, you do a lot of short stories.
I do a lot of poetry primarily.
Poetry and
but,
you won the contest.
The story,
and that's why, we would talk about
I do a lot of
contest
work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that seems to be interesting, and that's why, and I didn't want you to forget to talk about that because I am going to probably, like I said before, have a show on contest because I think there's a lot of people that write short stories and poems that probably should enter some of these contests. And Bobby, are you on too, Bobby? I don't know if Bobby's on or not, but Bobby does a lot of contests. Bobby may not be on, but she also does contests. So this is quite an interesting group. They all do a lot of contests and things.
Yeah, contests are good.
Yeah. Okay. So Sally, go ahead. I'm sorry. And want to talk a little bit about your book?
The story that I wrote, the story, and it's, I was at church one day during Christmas time, and this came to me as what the second coming of Christ might look like, that it might be the second Christmas here on earth. So I wrote it down and sent it to Dancing with Bear, and Marie liked it. So, and the 4 points are... all center around Christmas. This rhyme coin. The other 4 do not rhyme. Some are deep and some are funny. So I hope there's something that will appeal to everyone.
I think there is. I'm sure there is. And so we're happy to have you on the show. And everybody on here, it's such an interesting, this is different than the usual show because everybody does that I do, I have books. And I will have, poetry shows and contest shows because I'm hearing from the people that I've talked to that this is, a lot of people have done this.
Yeah.
I think it's really
an
interesting thing that I've not delved into, and so I think that might be something for people because I think people are always looking to make some extra money. And as I've heard from some of the authors that they did make some extra money with the contest.
Yeah.
So
sure,
it could be
sure.
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There is money to be made out there.
Well, that's good. Well, That's one of the things we're all here. We're trying, right?
We're all here for.
That's right. Okay, Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't really know if there's anybody out there else that's out there. Otherwise, we'll just continue on to talk, but...
Yeah, because all I can see in the chat room is guessing. And Alan,
okay, who did we not? Okay, who?
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry.
Alan, do me a favor and move the mouthpiece away from the phone, please. I'm getting a lot of background noise on your end, please. Hard to hear the other authors speaking. I wanted to ask our authors collectively a question, if I can, Marcia.
Sure, you can.
As far as their experiences, I'd like to get their feedback from the Yahoo group if they're comfortable with that. What sort of their strategies are for marketing the book, especially now the anthologies are out. I wanted to get some feedback. Would you give me some feedback on that? I'll start with Debbie if I can.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't hear the question.
I wanted to know just your general experience with us, how comfortable you are with the Yahoo group, if that's easy for you, and what are some of your marketing strategies now that your anthology is out?
I am very impressed with all of the agency with Bears. My experience with y'all have been nothing but wonderful. Every time I have a question, all of you are always right there to answer it, and I have nothing but good things to say about y'all. And I am just feel like I'm blessed.
But you know how to market also, so you do know how to market.
Right. What I'm planning on doing is a lot of word of mouth, maybe some giveaways, maybe some readings as well. A lot of the similar things that I did with my children's book, Amelia Frump.
By the way, let me say it's
such
just
a cute,
wonderful.
Such a cute book.
Adore that story.
Yeah. And Debbie was a very interesting guest. She said, you know, I mean, because Debbie, you have done a lot of things, though, to market.
Well, I try. I'm finding that, you know, someone once said that the easy part is writing the book, which I'm sure a lot of the veteran authors will be quick to agree. The hard part is marketing. And,
it's kind of inverse. A number of years ago, when I'm aging myself here, you say 80% write it. 20% of marketing, that's now inverse. It's absolutely, most of the work, if not all the work now, is getting out of market. I want to make suggestions, too. Contact your local libraries around where you live, your local media, your local newspaper, even your television and radio outlets. And don't be afraid to just sing your praise. I mean, I know when my son was born, I wanted to show him to everybody, so consider that to be your baby, and you want to get him in the stroller, her in the stroller, and walk him all around town.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm Rosemary, and I'd just like to say that in answer to your question and in praise of Debbie, I can do the local kind of promoting fairly easily, but it takes me a long time to do the internet marketing. But I've learned so much from the other authors on the Yahoo groups, and that's actually helped me tremendously.
Even though I
have to take baby steps because I'm just not very my aptitude for the computer. The websites, and it takes me longer, but the advice and the support from other authors there has been wonderful.
Exactly. You know, Jeff, wanted to add something about that question because, you know, I've had a lot of people on for marketing, and I had a show on Tuesday, Sisters of Crime. They're all mystery writers and thriller, and they had some really good ideas. And I think that if people listen to some of these shows that I do and other people do on Blog Talk, because you know
Absolutely.
You do a show, and it really helps a lot. And, you know, basically by the end of the show Tuesday night, a lot of what we need to do is probably just go out there because we need to find readers. The writers are not exactly going to buy our books. So I think that people will get, you know, they're starting to feel depressed that they're not selling enough books, and the internet is not the only way to sell books. Going out is still the way I think, I'm going out. I'm going to try this. I'm going out on Saturday to a fair. I've never really done a fair. I used to design jewelry, and I did it then. It's a vendor, you know, holiday boutique, and it's at, I probably should say this, it's at St. John the Baptist on Dempster. So if anybody's there, I'm going to sign my books in Des Plaines, Illinois. And I'm going to try it because I think a lot of the authors that I've had on said this is where they meet a lot of people and they sell books. Because when I have book signings, I sell books. But I can't say that the internet is the only place to buy books because I think we're in competition with millions. And so it's not about...
Marsh, and I really like your idea about keeping it local. And I know from... I'm in Boston, and a lot of the libraries, they're thrilled to be contacted by an author to say, could I do a reading? Even for the children and your local newspapers, just you know, call the newspaper and say, I've got a new book coming out. It's just released, and would you be interested? And they're thrilled to do that. It's a nice piece of nice news that they can put op-ed page or even on the front page. You'd be surprised. Yes, start locally, but, of course, work with the social networking, the Twitter, the Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, wherever. That's important. But, hit the streets. Do it locally and get used to that. Because I expect and I want all of our authors to eventually be doing national book tours. Why? Because they certainly have the talent for it.
Yeah. You know, it just takes time, you know, and I think what the problem is, a lot of people feel it should be right away, and it just takes time. So I think everybody listening, I think that would be, and, you know, all the people on here, I think we're all in the same boat. We want to sell books. However, it's very hard. So I think when you put yourself in a situation when you're not in competition with the millions, I think you'll be a lot happier, and you will sell books.
Marsha, one other point I want to say before I forget is also Google and search and look for book clubs in your area. They still exist. They're going pretty. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing more and more new book clubs. That is an amazing venue for you to go and share your book with them because they're, you know, your most avid reader and advocate for literacy and for books and for getting the word out. That's a great medium to get involved.
Great idea.
So,
right. It's a good idea,
books.
The book club. Yeah. There's so many ideas. Okay, and I think you wanted to ask a few of the other people the same question. So does anybody else want to answer the question from
Vicki, do you want to give us some input, please?
Is Vicki here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Vicki, you didn't say you're... Okay, I didn't know you were here. Okay, because I can't... All right. Vicki didn't get to talk about her story. Okay, Vicki. Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
I didn't know you were on. I'm sorry. Okay, so do you want to talk a little bit about your story and the name of it? Because I knew you didn't get a chance. I didn't know you were on.
Okay, sure. My story was called Out of the Wreckage. And it's basically about a semi-accident that my husband was in one December. And through that accident, we kind of discovered that a lot of times we get too busy with life, and sometimes God tells you it's time to slow down. And through that accident, my husband was actually able to spend that year in recovery with his mom and dad, not knowing that my father-in-law had cancer and that would be the last year that he was with us. So it's really about getting back to the things that are important in life and, you know, thinking about those things at Christmas time instead of the commercialized Christmas. So that's why it was Out of the Wreckage, because something good came out of something bad.
Marsha?
I think we may have lost Marcia.
I think so.
That's one of the proclivity. Well, that's one of the issues with Block Talk Radio. Sometimes it will just go, will stay on air, but sometimes the host will get knocked off. It's a switchboard. It's like a virtual switchboard where everyone's names is listed and who's calling and with their numbers and sometimes. So she'll be back on so we can sort of keep it rolling. Jan, are you still with me? All right, so why don't we just wait? We'll just take a pause. Everybody will get a sip of water.
By the way, happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. Same to you.
Thank you.
Well, who else is? I think we may have dropped Marcia, but I'm still on here. So, Vicki, are you still with us? We may have lost Vicki. Okay. Who's with us now? Could you call out?
Nancy's still here.
Okay, has anyone not had an opportunity that's on air with us still to talk about their story? So everyone has. All right, does anyone else want to give me their idea and their perspective of marketing?
This is Nancy. Could I say something?
How are you? This is Jeff, your EIC. Nice to meet
you. Hi, Jeff.
Attach at least voice to your text in the Yahoo group. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. One of the things I did initially when I first started publishing, and I tend to continue this after I've been accepted at Dancing with Bear, is my local library. I offered to give a talk there, and they graciously accepted that. And my plan is to, when I get a copy of the anthology, I'm going to donate it to our local library and hopefully... get the word out that way.
That's a wonderful idea. And I don't think people realize just how agreeable these librarians are to having an author come in. They're thrilled. I know mine are.
Yes, they are very much.
It's a wonderful venue, as I said earlier. It really is. And also gets you comfortable in sitting and reading. And these stories can be written. And this is the really... one of the major reasons why I wanted to join Ree as her editor-in-chief, because there is so, just turn on the TV, negativity, the economy's bad. You know, these are good stories. You know, they touch the deepest parts of your hearts. So it's nice to get out some good for a change, especially around the holidays. We're all running around crazy, trying to chase our own tails. So I think anybody's looking for a good story. And a good story will always find a reader. I know that.
And by the way, Jeff, you mentioned libraries. It's a great way to meet other authors because librarians are always very aware of every published author in the area because, like you said, they tend to come in and want to donate their books and talk about their books. And when I was first started getting into publishing, that's how I met other authors in the area who were published through the librarians. They know everybody.
But that's a very good point. And, Alan, also your local schools, especially elementary, middle schools.
And
Amanda, who wrote a couple of wonderful children's books, and she spends her week going from school to school doing readings, talking about the writing craft, and her sales have become phenomenal. Talking about over 10,000 copies sold just this year.
Wow.
So that's another great place. And glad I thought
that's
of it. Yeah, go to your local schools. A lot of them, local librarians in your schools as well, the principal. She's doing them in the auditorium. She's going to hospitals, children's hospitals, and reading them there as well. You know, they're good strategies, but, you know, they're good for sales, but they're also, that's more of the good factor.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
What is everyone working on now? What's the next story in the works? Are you going to a book, or you want to work on another story for an anthology? Where's everybody at in their work now?
This is Debbie, Jeff, I'm doing now. I spoke about my Irma Bombeck type stories earlier, and sometimes it seems like Irma lives here in my house. Life is never dull with two children.
Debbie, I think for everybody, she just. What a loss. I mean, just a rare gem, one in a million, one in a billion.
Oh, she was. she was. And what I'm doing is I've written my own humorous parenting stories, and I'm trying to put them together in a collection. And I'm also working on another children's book about autism.
I got back on.
Hi, Marcia. Welcome back.
Yeah.
I hope
well,
I
that's
took
what happens. Right.
Well.
I usually, yeah, that's why I usually
back,
do my show. That's why I do my show from my home because
Marcia,
I have a lot
was
of
just,
phone.
Was just talking to us about what her new project is. When I finish with her, and we'll have you back on.
Yep.
Go ahead, Debbie. Finish up.
Okay. Thanks. What I'm what I said I was doing is I'm working on a collection of Irma Bombeck type parenting stories, humorous parenting stories. As I was saying to Jeff and Alan and Nancy, sometimes it seems like Irma herself resides in my house. And another thing that I'm also working on is another children's book dealing with autism. My youngest son has high-functioning autism, and it's something that I really want to make people more aware of.
That's wonderful.
You know,
a friend of mine, his name is Bill Knauer, and he's the editor-in-chief of Author Magazine. If anybody hasn't checked that out, if you want to see some phenomenal interviews, he's a wonderful man. He's going to be in, I should mention, can I, Marcia, can I say some news as well? Give some
yes.
great news?
Yes.
My little label,
in case I'm off again, I'll just be off. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. My little label loves since the summertime, and I can't thank Marie enough for this. It's going to be called an anthology, Stories from a Holiday Heart. And Bill Knauer is one of the authors in there.
Oh, wow.
Coming out within a week or so, I'm just finishing up on the manuscript with that. That's another book that will touch the deepest parts of people's hearts. So I'm excited about that. But let me hand the baton back to you, Marcia, now that you're back on.
No, that's okay. I actually can't see the switchboard right now. So I apologize for this. And I don't know who else. I don't see anybody else in there that was supposed to come on, I don't think. What about Old Warfield?
She was going to be able to call her during her lunch hour. I don't think.
Okay. So then, right. Okay. I just didn't want to not get everybody in.
Marcia, is Jan still with us? Jan, are you still with us? I think we lost Jan as well.
Yeah.
But anyways,
if I can get back on here, I usually don't do it from my office because.
Well, I explained to them that Blog Talk Radio can be very tricky sometimes, and we can stay on, but the host will get knocked off. But welcome back and continue, Marcia.
Well, the only time it ever happened is I did a show with you one time when we couldn't make it, and I did a show with you, and that's what happened here, you know, because I know that's what happened, and at least it didn't disconnect anybody. You know, but you know, I haven't knocked wood, had a lot of trouble, but I know that. A lot of times there is trouble on the line because we're all in different places. That's what the thing is. You know, we're all in, but at least you stayed on the line. Okay, so Jan, I'll try to get her back on. And I, you know, let's see if I can get her back on. Well, who's on right now? Could everybody say who's on right now? So I'll know who's on.
Nick.
Rosemary.
Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy,
Sally.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. You know, Marcia, when you got knocked off, I was asking this question about marketing strategies, giving some advice about that. I sort of took off from where you left off. And,
right,
and Sally, could you give me some feedback as I asked Debbie and Vicky, your feelings about the Yahoo group with Dancing with Bear, your experience with our little family, our little publishing company, and also some ideas you have for marketing as well, your book?
I found the Yahoo groups to be a site to be a bit overwhelming. I was really just, my inbox was flooded with emails, and it was difficult for me to keep up with who was talking about what and who and back and forth. And I think it was just a little, overwhelming for me. So I've backed off
I think
of that.
Who's saying that? Is that who said that? Now, who was that? Is that Rosemary?
Sally.
Sally, because we talked about this yesterday. See, the overwhelming part. And, you know, when I was talking to you on the phone, this is what's happening, though, because, you know, I do think I don't know the answer to this, but I think there should be some answer because I know, and I think that when you get caught up in a thread is what they're called, And in Red River, when I started with Red River Radio, we were all in threads. And every day I'd get like 50 emails, and I don't know what they're talking about because unless you start at a certain spot, you really don't know. So I do think that I don't know what the answer is, but I think that sometimes when it comes into the email, it comes in like it's coming to you. And it's not about you or with it. You have nothing to do with it. It's just what somebody else is saying. So it does get overwhelming. So I think, you know, that's why I like to do shows like this where I have, like, groups where we all talk about things, because I really do think that too much of this overwhelms people and it's not really productive. That's basically what it is, and I'm in a lot of groups. I can't see that it's productive, because if I want to talk to someone, I pick up the phone or I email them directly to ask them a question.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that
for me,
it has to come in.
Personally, what would be more helpful for me is just be able to check into the group, say, once a week and catch up on whatever's going on, or, you know, scan through the emails rather than each of the emails coming to me directly. That would be
I saw that. I think some of the groups do this. What they do is, I saw it, it was one of the sidebars on the Facebook, is that they have groups that meet, you know, like everybody calls in, like a conference call, and then we all, whoever it is discusses about what we're talking about right now among ourselves, let's just say the group, and a lot probably gets done that way without an email. Everybody's talking.
Marcia, that's a wonderful idea. That's definitely going to be in the to-do list for after the holidays. That's a wonderful
idea. Because I wanted to do that. I'm also in with World Castle, and I wanted to do that, and I opened it just one night, and I took on a show, and I thought people would call in. There weren't too many. I decided to do it at that night, And so, but I think that it would be a good idea maybe to think about those things, because I think that it's so much easier if we all talk among each other and try to figure out ways to help each other and marketing techniques. And that's what I try to do on my shows, because I know that's the number one problem is marketing.
Yeah.
And so I think that everybody talks about it. And, and I think that if we all start to, talk about it among each other, I really think it'll help.
It will.
And
Sally, as far as marketing goes, your strategies, have you got strategies in place, or has the Yahoo group been helpful about marketing ideas for you? You didn't realize?
Well, for myself and the book that I published with Dancing with Bears, I live in a tourist town, and mine is a Christmas book. If I had had another month, if this was November instead of December, I would be downtown selling my books directly to the merchants, asking them to carry that, telling them that I will write an article in our newspaper. I'll mention your business as the place where you can go and find this book and buy it. It's going to be a little tricky now. It's so close to Christmas. I'll still try, but I have a feeling I'm not going to have a great deal of sales.
It sounds like this book, the anthology, to be truthful, I think this is going to be a book that goes on every Christmas, because these stories...
Exactly.
I'll be better prepared, and I'll start in November, laying the groundwork to put these books out there, yes. Mm-hmm.
I've been living in a...
To do it now, Sally, it's an experience, I believe, to even do it, just go through the process and sort of, feel your way through. We're all learning as we go, especially with marketing.
Yeah. Sure.
But I do think one thing, and I have to say one thing, Ree is one of the best marketing people that I know, okay? And I used to, when I had her on my show several times, when she started with her book, and she does a lot of promotions, and she does a lot of giveaways. So I think, due to the fact she has an illness right now, she cannot be with everybody the way she would want to be. But as soon as she's better, I can guarantee you that Ree will be out there plugging for everybody. That's why I went with Ree, because, and I know, and our Jeffrey, he knows a million people. So I think that, that between the two of them, and Bobby is making connections, I think it will be very good for all the writers. But I just think right now it takes a while to get a publisher to get out there, and she's very new.
Yeah.
And she's doing remarkably well
for the amount of time that she's doing it. So I think that
sure.
we all have to be patient, and I know that people are not as patient as they need to be. I was never a patient person until I started doing all this. You have to be, because it doesn't take 1 second, and it takes a lot
of
work.
You know what, Marcia, not only patient, but tenacious. You just really have tenacity. And we have, I believe we have Melinda Elmore is with us now. I saw it in chat. I think she's there. Melinda, are you with us?
And I'm going to try to see if I can get her on. If you lose me, I will just put her on. Well, ask her what her area code is. I think I know it here. I have it. Okay. I will find her area code. Okay. And then I'll try to get her on. Okay. Okay. So, Jeff, if I should disappear.
I'm here for you. I told you, Marcia. I'm always here.
No. Okay. And Blog Talk. I know there has to be. There are each.
Just ask her chat for the area code. So to continue, let me just give our addresses, www.dancingwithbearpublishing.com, and we're also on Facebook, Dancing with Publishing. Facebook, r/JeffReyes. My blog, right, where I post a lot. Well, I've got to get better at this. I mean, I've got so many things going on, but it's rightstep.blogspot.com, rightstep. There's a lot of notices there. I post a lot of other things on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn.
Hello?
As far as
social networks,
it's good to be on Facebook. And like I say, you're right, Marcia. My network is just, it astounds me when I go on there. How many people are still interested in reading and writing and books and art? So
I think Melinda, are you on?
I'm here.
Hi, Melinda.
Yeah, hi, Melinda. Hi. You know, this should be called a labor of love right now, because I was trying to get everybody on. I'm sorry. Okay, Melinda, go ahead. Hi, how are you? You've been on before. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and about your stories?
Sure. I am currently living in Payson. I've got two books published with Dancing with Bear, and they are the best publishers. My first book that was published was Blood on the Feather. It is a Native American mystery novel, and my second one was a Christmas story. It's called Journey to Christmas Creek, and Marie, she's so wonderful. She, because I lost my husband in October unexpectedly, and so she generously gets a standalone, and so I'm really grateful, because all the proceeds she's extended to me and the kids for a whole year, and that is just something that you really don't hear of. And
no, Marie,
so basically, you know, yes, she is. And so, you know, I just wanted to call in and congratulate the authors for their Christmas anthology coming out, and just to say hello and let you guys know that I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I'm really enjoying it.
But I'm so glad that you're with us and I could get you on here. And you know, you're right. Marie, you know, is a very generous person. So, Marie, if you're listening, Marie, whatever, we're here for you. And so I think that, you know, this is, you know, you've got a very good group of people here, Ree and Jeff, and, you know, and I'll tell you, this is really going to be I really do think this will be a long-running anthology, both of them, because I think there's never enough Christmas stories. There's tons of Christmas movies out, and people like Christmas stories. And they don't have as many Hanukkah stories, but it's kind of the holiday spirit. It's like a holiday. You know, people do like to, you know, it's just believing that things can happen in life. And good things do happen. Which is what everybody has done here. It's, you know, and it's been, and to get this done, you know, in a short period of time, it's remarkable. Because this is a very short period of time. I mean, how many months has it been, Jeff, since everybody's been out here?
About 93 days of the March.
Yeah,
that's
like nothing. Right, exactly. I mean,
Melinda, please, please tell us about your daughter's wonderful, wonderful little chapbook. So proud of her.
Okay, I sure will, Jeff. She is 13, and she had an assignment shortly after her dad passed away from school. And she had to do a definition essay. So she wrote the essay was called My Definition of a Dad. So she wrote this essay, and it just it just broke my heart. So I sent it to Maria. I got to read this. So she read it, and then she came back and was telling me, you know, she really, really loved it, and she wanted to turn it, you know, to have it published for her. So then we went through, and I was all excited, and then Marie comes back and says she wants to turn it into a book. So I sent her all kinds of pictures of Shay and her dad as she was growing up, because her dad practically took care of her from the time she was born. And so we got all the pictures together, and I sent it to Marie, and so now she's got the book, and she is just so proud of it.
That's great. That's really good.
Wonderful. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think we're getting a lot of background noise from you. Can you just...
I live by a high rise. What is it? I turned the speakers
off. What's your phone number? What in case we lose you? What's your phone number?
732-306.
Okay.
890.
It's just Alan. It's just difficult to hear the other office. There's a lot of background noise. So if you can mute I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
No problem. I turned the speakers off, but apparently it's not the speakers, it's the outside.
It's the outside. You're giving a lot of background. I used to live near, I know, just in a near highway. It's just,
yeah, it's, I'm right on Route 1 here in New Jersey.
So, Melinda, what are you working on now, if I may ask?
Sure. I am, I'm doing like a book on me and my husband's life together from the time we met up until present day. And I've got it all written out because I write out my stories first. Then I go in and start typing them. Because then I learn, as I'm starting to type, I'm like, oh, I forgot that. So then that's the way I do. And then I'm also working on another mystery novel, and it's based on the Navajo people. And I have got a great contact person. She's going to be coming here to see me from the Navajo Reservation by the end of after Christmas, and she's going to give me all the backstory, all the information on the Navajo, their beliefs and everything. So that's the two things that I'm working on right now.
Wonderful. Now, I asked a question earlier of our other authors about your experience with the Yahoo group, with Dancing with Bear Publishing, and also some marketing strategies that you have for your books now in print.
Okay, basically I'm on a lot of different Yahoo groups because there's all kinds of some that's out there for readers only. So I join those so I can let them know about my work and about Dancing with Bear, of course. And then I have, I've got a writer's group here where I'm living now in Payson. We meet every Monday, so I tell all there's about 50 people in it, and so now they are aware of Dancing with Bear and about my books and everyone else's that's there at Dancing with Bear because I promote everybody wherever I go. And then my local library, they're setting up a thing so I can come over there and speak with them and let them know about my work. The local newspaper here, they're putting a full-page ad about my book into the paper. Just called and started talking to them, and so there's like, oh, wow, yes. Yeah. So they were really thrilled to put it in there.
Melinda, before you came on, I had made those three suggestions, and it's so wonderful you're doing this because, as I said to all of you folks, do these things. They can be effective, and Melinda, you're doing them all.
Yes, and you know, one thing that I did find out, I went online and just searched for newspapers in every state in the big city. And so I sent out my press release to cover my book, and so far I have had 24 different places come back and told me they will put it in their paper.
See, there
wow.
you go.
Oh,
wonderful.
I like that.
Yeah, for no charge, it's just like a PSA, and they said, you know, anytime I have anything new coming out to let them know, and I especially get like the reservation papers, so you know, my mystery novels are based on the Native American, so I get all of them, and all of them have put it in there.
Good idea.
Wow. Congratulations.
I think I'd like to hire you.
Hey, everybody, what I told you does actually work. If you go out there and do it, it will happen. And that's amazing, all of those major presses, print media out there, not even where you are, so you've expanded it, just sending a query letter in. Very effective, very well done, Melinda. I'll have to do a little piece for our Yahoo group about that. You and I will write back and forth a little bit and talk about that strategy. That's a wonderful strategy.
And I also think, you know,
you know, I should say something that I think that Virginia Grenier, who is the other, you know, part of World of Ink Network, she does really great book tours, and she's going to be doing mainstream and drama book tours. She's primarily been in the children's market, and she does great book tours and videos and things like that. So I think we'll be, Virginia and I will both be talking about this a lot more on our show. We're going to probably do a show together just to talk about marketing, because I think that's really one of the toughest things for everybody, like we're talking about now, and we're trying to find effective ways that are not as expensive as some of the other places, because we know that people just cannot afford to do all these things. It's very expensive, and it's not only a one-time, you have to continue on doing marketing. You can't stop. So, you know, if you think you just do a little at the beginning, it doesn't matter who the publisher is. We have people from all, you know, different walks of life and different, you know, publishers, and everybody has to market. I mean, everybody. So I think
exactly,
that's
Marcia, right. That's exactly the operative phrase. It's an ongoing process. Exactly. Right. Continue. And, you know, and everything
think,
in proper measure. You don't want to go on Facebook and you want to post it every 5 minutes.
No,
but, you know, do an event. Here's what I suggest everybody on Facebook, create an event. If you're not sure how to do it, I'll put together a little to-do and put it on the Yahoo group. Do an event. Do an event now and invite all of your Facebook friends to attend this event and make it an ongoing event, like from today's date, you know, without an end date. Or if you have to put one in, make it for next year and just announce that and put the links on to Dancing with Bear, to your websites. And I found that to be very effective as well.
Yeah, I think so it is. And, you know, and I think that what's happened to people is they're over-marketing. So I think that if you, like, sit back a little and start writing and not over-market, because over-marketing, you know, you may think you're doing it right, but then again, people are hiding you on Facebook. And that's
true now, exactly. An event's a good way to do that.
Yeah.
You make one presentation, you know, do it in an event and send it out to your friends, and then there it is.
Yeah, you know, it is
Marcia,
effective, and I think, yes.
Marcia, this is Nancy. I'm going to have to leave now, and I just wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, and I would like to, and I'll have you on again. We'll talk about this again, you know, and
okay.
I hope you enjoyed yourself, and thank you so
Excuse
much.
Excuse me. It's Rosemary. I have to leave also.
Okay, and Rosemary, thank you, you know, and I, you know, I will be having you on again because we talked about that before, and thank you both for being on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're very welcome.
Thank you, Marcia.
And everyone, I would like to wish everyone a very happy holiday season and a safe one.
Yes,
thank
you.
Thank you.
I want to wish everyone the same.
Yes, I do too.
Okay.
And it was enjoyable.
Meeting all of you and
listening. I'm glad you had a good time. It certainly was enjoyable. And and so, Jeff, I think that, you know, we pretty much got everybody on, and I think that...
Yeah, exactly, I was going to say we should probably tie it up now.
Yes, and now I think we should, absolutely, and I think that we should, you know, plan on doing other shows with the, you know, we will be doing with Dancing with Bear Publishing after the first of the year, other shows. We're going to try to do one once a month.
And
Marcia, you know,
let me thank you so, so much. For doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. You
know
welcome.
How busy.
Thank you, Marcia.
I know how much you
oh,
have.
Oh, you're welcome,
Marcia.
So appreciate.
Thank you, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I think that anybody that hasn't been on, you know, we'll be happy to have on too. And you know, so the names of the we'll go through is the, you know, with the Lotke Hound, and we also but there's two now.
There's
so
two
and.
Right, exactly,
two
Marcia.
Anthologies, and you're,
there's
and
Clutching
there's
Around
the
Christmas, which is one, and then the other anthology is the Lotke Hound. Those are the two that are just released today.
And the pictures are on World of Ink Network, and, you know, these you can take the link of the show from the World of Ink, and if you don't know how to do it and you want the link on your website, just email me, and I'll email you the link, or you can go on www. Michigan Avenue Media, and then the link is there, and it stays there. So I think, and I would like to thank everybody for being on, and
Marcia, before you go, could I like to know what you're doing now, what you're new working on, and what's happening with you.
Me? I'm having all these shows. I'm doing a lot of shows lately because I think it's good for everybody to hear. Every time I find somebody that I think would be helpful, I want to have them on the show. And so we're having the romance show. We're having Gerard McGaney on the show with Fran. I'm doing some shows with Fran Lewis, who is a really good book reviewer. And we're also having on Tuesday the 20th, we are having Sarah Paretsky on, who is, like, she did V.R. Warshawski, and she's got a new book.
So I'm doing that show with Fran. So, I mean, we're having some very interesting shows. And Virginia is not on the air till after for the holidays. She's off. But we will be coming back with a lot more shows and a show about marketing so we can help people because we know this is the biggest problem. And I have two books, Feel the Passion, which is a new book, and it's actually Love Changes, but it's picked up by World Castle. And then I have The Busy Bus. That we picked up and Snack Attack, and there's so much exciting things happening for everybody. And
Marcia, please have me on when you do the marketing show. I'd love to join you on that show.
Okay. Which show is that? Oh, the marketing? Yeah, okay,
show.
That'd be great. Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to have you on that show, absolutely, because I think it's really what's necessary, you know, because everybody needs help with that. You know, I myself, it's a 24-hour day deal to do it. So
really
thank you all for being on. And Jeff, you have something coming out, right?
Yes, the Stories from a Holiday Heart. It's an anthology, and I've been blessed by the Facebook experience. For me, has been out. It's far exceeded any expectations I had. So I reached out to some of my authors on there and said, "Would you do this piece for me? Write a story for me for this anthology." So that should be out within 9 days. The cover's already posted on my Facebook page, and it will be on my RightStep blogspot.com page today or tomorrow at the latest. I'll be doing an event about it, and I'm so excited about it. And thank you, Ree McGahey,
I should say one thing, that you and Ree have a great show, radio show, and you have tons of people.
Yeah,
on
but that's right.
You
know, after I can take a breath, Marcia, yeah, the RightStep
yes.
with our Jeffries. It's the first Friday of every month, and hopefully the first Friday of January, after I take a breath, I'll be able to have another show.
Yeah,
I
hope you
very,
feel
very
better
glad.
Too, right, yeah.
Probably one of the guests on there, and I've missed it, but, you know, we have to shift priorities that time, and this is our little family. My baby right now is Dancing with Bear.
Right, and, you know, because Ree does a great show. I mean, she's great out there. I mean, she is, you know, she has a lot of fun. And, you know, and she will be back, you know, as soon as she, you know, gets herself feeling better, she will be back doing everything. But, you know, she's doing a lot of work, and she's doing the work that I certainly would not want to be doing. I will tell you the truth. It's hard. Editing is hard, and getting this all together. This is a very, and that's why I think that everybody should be happy, because this is really, in a short amount of time, to get all this together is not easy.
I think it's unheard of. I mean, in my experience, it never happens. I mean,
most
the query letter out, and if they get a response, it's months later. You don't even remember, did I send that? So, yeah, I mean, that's why I say we really try to stay on top of everything that's going on.
You are. And Bobby is handling a lot of things, and she's very
Bobby,
good at what
Oh, Bobby, look at my
does.
Aunt. Are you kidding? I don't know what I said. I don't know what I would do without
I
Bobby. I know what I would be doing. I'd be running into the wall five times so I knock myself out. She's phenomenal. Bobby, you still with her?
And I should say, before we leave, I want to say one thing. I don't know if JD is listening. JD is having a book also from Ree.
Oh,
she
wonderful,
not,
Jan. And Jan, thanks for your help today.
Yes, and JD is always helping us, and so thank you, JD, and I'll call you later after this because we need to be on the same
time. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. A wonderful
everybody.
Holiday,
have a good. You too. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh,
thank
thanks.
You.
Thanks for having
Bye,
us.
Hi, Alan. Happy holidays.
Same to you and your family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.